Blog Talk Radio.
And hello again from Miami to Montreal.
You're not the best man.
Sweet cream on an ice cream sandwich.
Blew your mouth.
Excuse me.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Baby oil.
I don't even know what that word means.
It's not over.
The world is listening.
Oh, my.
The North American Wrestling Connection. Bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Malenko, you claim to be the man of 1,000 holds, but I counted, and you know about 60, but I know 1,004, and I wrote them all down. Here we go. Hold one, arm drag. Hold two, arm bar. Hold three, the moss-covered, three-handled family grandunzel. The Saskatchewan... spinning nerve hole.
This must be meathead right. Microphone night. You think so?
He's got 998 to go.
Nine. Get the hooker out of here. Shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not adjust your internet and don't go away. This is the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. And I thought I'd bring in a different band of suspects on this virus-free edition of the show. Slightly New York-laden as I look up One Direction and I see Mr. VRM.
And I have by the scruff of his neck, Koman Koulibaly. This is what you get for screwing the U.S. out of a win. Drop him.
I'm looking for it. Where'd it go? Where's the door in this place? There it is. Toss. One less referee in the world. Now, on the other side of the burbs, somewhere in New York City, is Mr. Jason Block.
That Chris Jericho bit was him rehearsing for his new game show, Downfall, on ABC, June 22nd. Which, by the way, if you've seen the previews of it, looks real, real good. And just as a little Chris Jericho note, there is a little rumor that he is getting a little heat backstage because he didn't take the gig through WWE. And it was a non-NBC show.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Really? Oh, thanks.
And finally, on a barely functioning microphone and headset from Toledo, Ohio, Mr. Statboy Josh Hanager.
Good evening, everyone. It's always a pleasure.
And since we can still hear you, we're going to continue on. I speak of virus-free because I had a little incident over the weekend. My desktop is now completely and utterly fucked.
Wow. Ow.
Hey. No, this is bad,
folks. I know how that feels.
When IT can't even fix it, it's doomed.
It's a brick.
It's a cup holder and a monitor stand. But somewhere amongst the mess within it, I was able to find our Slammiversary results. So for anybody who is interested, I have our final tallies from that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. At the bottom of the pile, we had a tie. Since I didn't do anything really fancy with this pay-per-view, and I should have. And that would be Typho and Fourth tied with 5. Just above that, we had another collision. All right, yes, we had another pair. 6. And that would be DJ and Jim, each with 6. And at the top of the pile, I wish somebody else had submitted their thing so I could say that we could have a fatal 4-way for the NAWC Fizzleweight title. As of right now, we have a 3-way tie, and no, Kane's not going to crash this show. Joke slam assault.
Thank God.
So, the three of us with a paw on the NAWC Fizzleweight title will be Mr. Jason Block.
Nice.
Mr. Josh Hanager.
Ooh, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, even myself.
Ooh,
thank you very much.
Wow. I'm impressed. What did you get? 6.5? 7?
Well, there are 7s at the top. Let's see, what did I get wrong? I got Abyss Wolf wrong, and I got Tag Match wrong. That's it. Jason, you got Hernandez Morgan wrong, and the Tag Match. Josh, you got Hernandez Morgan wrong, and AJ Lethal wrong.
And I just didn't submit picks at all.
Which was probably very smart on your part, as you said you have been lacking in seeing wrestling the past couple of weeks.
May I interject? I don't watch TNA at all. That should show you how well I did.
But you see, that's not an excuse. I have pulled the Fifth-Way Championship without watching TNA. And not
Same
just tonight.
Deal.
I've done it more than once. I hear who said my name?
No one. At least not me.
No one.
All right. So, with the dust settled, before we get into our discussion of the week's events, we do have a sad note this evening. Independent wrestler that I'm afraid Jason knows a little bit better than I do, we lost this morning. Jason, if you would, please.
Yeah, I'll do this one because I had the pleasure of working with this guy. His name is Michael Verdi. Some people who are on the East Coast know him as Trent Acid. He was 29 and passed away this morning. He was in a team which you may have heard called the Backseat Boys, with Johnny Cashmere. He was also held a lot of titles in Combat Zone Wrestling and also main evented for Ring of Honor in a feud against Homicide, believe it or not. But more recently, he was arrested and jailed on several drug charges, being probation. And when he violated, he ended up serving time in jail. By the way, this information I'm getting from PW Insider. And he was also most recently being arrested for attempting to take some dates with Big Japan Wrestling, which violated his probation again. But this guy should have been, in my opinion, a huge star. This guy had the look. He had a really great personality. I mean, there is a picture, which I have, which I should send to you, Nikki, of me actually getting tossed by him and Johnny Cashmere. I don't know what the move is called, but the guy gets on his knees, and I back into the guy, and I fall over. I get tripped.
Yeah, I just call it the playground.
What'd you say?
I just call it the playground.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah. And they were, Trent was a really good guy, but unfortunately, I think a very stupid man. You know what I mean? Unfortunately. And again, this is just, you know, we hear this all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 29 years old. I mean, we're probably all older than this guy. You know, I mean, VRM, I don't think you're older than 29, though, right?
And I know Josh isn't.
Right.
But you and I are, Nikki. I mean, no offense. But, you know, I mean, it's sad. It's just horrible, you know?
It's a shame, and I hate having to report these, and I'm sorry that I never had the honor. Unfortunately, I know a lot of Combat Zone guys. Between Drake Younger, Sammy Callahan, B-Boy, and there's another handful that I can't think of right at this moment. But.
Well, I'm going to give you some names because there's going to be a benefit show on July 10th at 2:30 at the ECW Arena to pay for his funeral costs, and already guaranteed to be there: Johnny Cashmere, Nick Burke, B-Boy, Brian Logan, Rockin' Rebel, Z-Barb, Ruckus, Billy Rowe, Don Montoya, Flash Wheeler, Mike Keener, Aramis, Matt Walsh, Big Mac Smack, Doomsday Danny Rose, Ian Knox, Stephen DeAngelis, Ron Starr, Kwame, The Messiah, Nate Hatred, John Dahmer, DJ Hyde, Adam Flash, who I've worked with, John House, Joe Edel, Nick Gage, and many more. And I assume you know some of them.
I recognize a few of those names from Lucha Corps as well. So, Godspeed, Trent Acid. I hope that you're not fighting demons now.
Amen. Amen.
So, speaking of monsters and aliens, we have the NXTers continuing to pound their chests and demand and make demands, which resulted in, let's see, a little bit of locker room unity and a slightly mangled general manager. Now, VRM, I'm gonna throw this scenario at you. We had a wrestler fired for choking somebody with a tie, even though we don't know who drove the limo because all the other seven were accounted for. Is this bit of vehicular mayhem a little bit too much compared to that chokeout?
Well, I'm pretty sure that we've pretty much decided that any type of attempted vehicular manslaughter storyline is grounds for Room 101. If I remember correctly. I'm very sure that was either in the first, I forget which video it was in, but I'm very sure that we decided that a while ago after Jibble
tried to run over Cena a couple years ago,
yeah.
I recall.
Yes. I think the vehicular manslaughter thing is going too far. Or attempted vehicular manslaughter, whatever you want to call it.
And with the dust settled, the demands were reiterated. Now, Josh, does the thought that Bret Hart's going to have to address this at the pay-per-view give you any interest in ordering it, if you have the money?
To be honest, it does not. In no amount of Bret Hart involvement will have me buying the pay-per-view, especially with the way it was generally booked. Two matches announced the night after, or pretty much the week after, then no matches until this past Monday. That's a cop-out.
That's December to dismember.
And that's
almost.
That's what got me thoroughly worried about this pay-per-view.
They've
got
five matches now?
I show only five. And if these Fatal 4-Ways were elimination style, I could almost forgive that. That would explain, you know, you can turn in a Fatal 4-Way elimination style match into 25, 30 minutes like that.
Easily.
But one fall to a finish? I don't know, Jason. What do you think?
Well, I'm actually going to be there live this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was gifted a pair of tickets because a friend of mine was supposed to go, and he is actually spending Father's Day in Jersey with his dad. I'm going to be spending it with my dad at Nassau Coliseum. I'm also going to the Super Show this weekend in Madison Square Garden. But the thing is, though, I mean, as a father and son thing, I'm excited. As a wrestling fan, not so much. I mean, there are only five matches here, and they're going to have to expend the time, and I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, there's going to be some NXT Gaga in there, but I don't know.
It's going to be interesting. I haven't decided if I'm going to get it. I've spoken with a local friend of mine who has said that he's pretty much decided that his budget doesn't allow him to buy the pay-per-views live. He's willing to wait 6 weeks and get the DVD for half the price of the airing of the live pay-per-view if he's going to touch it at all. So, let's see. With the air let a little bit out of the tires of the NXT Season 1 guys and the fact that they're short of man, Mr. Bryan Danielson, I might want to pass along what the man's going to be up to in the next few weeks. Josh, you mentioned before we went on the air that you might be able to catch him up in the Motor City.
Yes, this next Saturday, June 26th, Bryan Danielson returns to the Indies for Chikara's We Must Eat, Michigan's Brain, where he'll be facing off against the King of Diamonds, Eddie Kingston. And then the following day, he will be down in Cleveland, Ohio, at the West Park Party Center for AIW's event. I forget what the name is right offhand. Let me look that up. But, yeah, this is one of those weekends where next weekend is going to be absolutely huge for Danielson and huge for Midwestern fans. But, yeah, also, just to let you know, the name of the show is Absolution 5, with American Dragon returning to AIW with a guaranteed title shot by the end of the night.
Right, and I have more information on that, actually.
Go ahead.
Danielson will be facing the winner of the Johnny Gargano versus Sterling James Keenan versus Facade versus Tommy Mercer for the absolute title at the end of the night. Here are the announced dates so far, the Chikara date and the AIW date. On July 3rd and 4th, he will be in Germany with WXW. On July 23rd, he is going to be in Union City, New Jersey with Evolve. That's Gabe Sapolsky's new promotion. Now, this is the one that's going to be really interesting. On July 24th, he's going to be with Dragon Gate USA. Okay. And then on July 30th, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. Those are the announced dates so far.
With a lot more to come. He had posted on his Twitter that he was available for booking dates, and the Evolve and Dragon Gate dates were set within hours.
Now, that's also something very interesting. They didn't give him a 90-day no-compete.
They did to some extent, actually, Jason. Only for TNA. Anywhere else, he is free to work.
The plot thickens.
He will be available for TNA or anything else starting on September 11th.
Okay, that's just creepy.
Very.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard rumors, though, that he might be coming back to WWE for paying his quote-unquote penance. What do you think?
Well, let's hear from VRM on this one first.
Sorry.
Okay, first off, I was out of the loop with the whole Daniel Bryan getting fired
okay.
Part. So that was wait, got fired? Like, oh, okay, I see where everything was going. Hold on, I got to answer a question on eBay, so give me a second. I have to answer a question on eBay.
Okay, we'll get back to you. Ash, can we hear you now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think on these rumors?
On those rumors, I believe they actually hold a lot of weight. Something tells me that it was pretty much a simple miscommunication between the rookies and whoever booked the angle, and sadly, one of several things probably forced their hand.
It just looks like it was going to be a bad situation all around. Vince looks to be damned if he did, damned if he didn't. And given how long and how hard they had worked to get Vincent over here, thanks to a lot of cajoling from the now retired HBK and huge support from guys like William Regal and CM Punk, I cite a couple. As we neared the end of NXT, and as Bryan was given plenty of time to shoot,
This is just
it's too easy. He's got to come back, and he's got to come back sooner than later. And I can't see them not bringing him back. So what else have I got here? What other nonsense can we discuss? The Well, let's see. NXT seems to have gotten itself back in order, or at least they're going to try to be a little nicer to the second round of rookies.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you have a favorite yet? I think we're losing Josh.
Mm-hmm.
VRM?
Am I back?
There you go.
Okay.
My cord's starting to break out. Yay.
Okay.
But yeah, Showtime, Percy Watson. The man's got it all, pretty much. He's got the look. He's got the talent, even though he's been wrestling for less than a year. And the gift of gab, he's got that in spades. Probably the second best talker in NXT, just behind Alex Riley.
VRM, have you had a chance to see these guys yet?
No, I haven't, because I'm too busy watching Deadliest Warrior on Spike, because that is an awesome show.
Fair enough. Jason, you got anybody you like?
Yeah, I do. And his name is Alex Riley. I think that this kid is going to go places. He's got the Miz douchebag thing all over the place without him being annoying. He's got that I want to kick your ass sort of look. You know, like you want to see his ass get kicked. But he's also got the wrestling skills to back it up.
So he's like Miz, but just better.
I'm sorry?
It's Miz, but better. It's kind of like taking Miz and Jack Swagger and putting them in a bag and shaking them up and rolling them out. He cited himself on Twitter as the varsity villain. I just, you know, I'm going to just slash NXT. The man can just walk away with the competition right now.
Oh, Alex Riley?
Yes.
Okay.
I think some of his gimmick was honed in OVW. I'm not 100% sure how long he's been in developmental. But I am so looking forward to see where Riley goes. I mean, a lot of the other guys have some potential. Percy Watson's not growing on me yet. Eli Cottonwood's going to have a job no matter how good or bad he is. Caval, if he doesn't kill Lay Cool first, Loki, Senshi, Caval, I'm so sorry, man. I am so sorry, man.
Yeah.
Please.
But you know what? I think something's going to come of it, though, that's going to be pretty cool. I'm waiting for it, though.
Okay. And I've noticed at the WrestleCraft board, there's all kinds of love for Husky Harris. The guy's got great size and can move. I've likened him to a new Johnny Come Lately Hugh Morris kind of character. Hugh Morris, Bubba Ray Dudley, you know, big man can go. McGillicuddy, Henning. I was asked to throw in a rule here. If we're going to talk about Henning, please do not use the name McCuddy.
No, sorry.
I'll use the name Henning any day of the week. Henning will just drive my nerves.
Okay, because McGillicuddy from here on in is getting this.
Ow.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. To switch up just a little bit, if you don't mind.
Okay. Go ahead.
We had two WWE video games announced this week. Because as you know, this week was E3. Now, for those who don't know what E3 is, E3 is the biggest video game convention in the around, and basically all the manufacturers announced what all the little kiddies are going to want and us older gamers are going to want in the holiday season.
Geek Heaven.
Geek Heaven, pretty much. And the big news, of course, outside of the 250 gig Xbox for $299 with built-in Wi-Fi, was THQ's latest iteration of SmackDown vs. Raw 2011, which will be out sometime during the holiday season, which includes improved character creation, include, you know, the story mode, and online play, and the big news, of course, is, you know, the creating the character and the downloadable packs and all that stuff. However, the second game that comes out is something called WWE All-Stars, which I'm going to find out what about. I believe that is, more of a, yeah, here it is, here. It is a, yeah, WWE All-Stars. It's a simplistic alternative. It's more of an arcade style.
Okay. It's more like, actually, I actually got to see some gameplay of this. Take SmackDown versus Raw and cross it with NBA Jam.
Oh, okay. Oh, hello.
In other words, it is the most insane, over-the-top, crazy batshit wrestling. There was a goofy ghetto-style combat game.
Def Jam.
Which one?
Def Jam. Fight for New York.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the other one it made me think of.
Oh yeah. By the way, that was an excellent game. I had that. That was fun.
It was pretty good.
So All Stars is going to be, you know, this is the one where, you know, you can create all the sick and stupid and silly spots where, you know, I expect to see ring ropes broken or you ending up in the crowd or, you know, hanging from the rafters or taking out the set, you know, that kind of insanity of a game. And see, all the characters look like they would fail, and according to the chat room, everyone in the game looks like they will fail wellness tests 1, 2, and 4.
Yes, I've looked at it.
Yes, very true. heavily stylized.
I mean, put it to you this way. Cena and The Rock have muscles on top of the muscles on top of the muscles. I mean, they look like 80s, I mean, you know, yeah.
They look like, at least they don't look like they're drawn, they were drawn for a Megaton Man comic, but damn close.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
is
exactly.
Is that too geeky?
No, never too geeky. However, I think the All-Stars is basically their second game, like they had Legends of WrestleMania last year.
Right.
Or Day of Reckoning back in the day.
Right, exactly. This is just one of those games that I think is going to appeal. It's not going to appeal to the SmackDown versus Raw crowd, I don't think. Not sure.
No.
But because
really.
SmackDown vs. Raw is going to be one of those things, they really want to make them more.
And by the way, the release dates on both, SmackDown vs. Raw 2011 comes out on October 26th.
For all multiple platforms, right, I believe?
For all available platforms, PS2, PS3,
ooh.
Wii 360, and PSP. No DS. Mainly because, well, yeah, they kind of screwed the pooch with the DS. And for WWE All-Stars, release date, Q1 next year for the same systems I just mentioned.
Sweet. That means I can get my hand. They are making PS2 versions. I am very interested.
And, wow, oh my. And this is the first game, All-Stars is the first game produced by the THQ San Diego team, with many of its employees previously working for Midway Los Angeles, who created TNA Impact.
Ooh.
That's going to be a shoot in the face. Won't everywhere.
I'm not even sure what to think about that.
Run away.
Now, if we want to also talk about other games that are coming out, I mean, EA's got a huge MMA game called MMA, which I believe is VRM. You might be interested in that one.
Yeah, I'm more interested in 2010 and Undisputed 2010.
That's out now.
Yeah,
I think
I just haven't bought it.
Okay.
So, okay, next stop. I had a complete technological fail last night. My laptop decided it didn't want to do anything, and my cable decided to take a dump. So my Spike TV was essentially a very extreme close-up of one of Black Machismo's old uniforms. I mean, color bars.
Wow.
So,
nice.
I have no earthly idea what happened on Impact last night, although I did hear somebody bouncing a bit about the fact that Jay Lethal's Flair impersonation is Tet Awesome.
It is Tet Awesome.
It is.
I don't know.
It is a VRM. I'll let you go this one because it is so good.
Now you can because I was just laughing too much when I was watching it.
Because what happened was Ric Flair was trying to start another group called Fortune. Okay?
Okay.
And then, you know, he was saying that it was going to be the latest, greatest version of the Four Horsemen. But then Jay Lethal comes out and starts doing his Flair. But Flair is so upset about it, he does his own Flair, and then you have dueling Flairs. You know, it's like, so Flair takes off his jacket, Lethal does his, you know, talks about Space Mountain and all that sort of stuff. Abyss.
Flair throws his shoes.
Yes, Flair throws his shoes. You know, it's basically, it went on a little too long, but it was damned funny. Check it out on YouTube if you can. Seriously.
I'm gonna have to look for it. I saw Lethal's Flair impersonation a couple of weeks ago and was very impressed. That sounds even more epic than the Angle Flair woo-off.
Oh, they did have a woo-off.
Oh, even better.
Okay. They had a woo-off. They had everything. The big thing about TNA last night, so far, they've announced Douglas Williams versus Brian Kendrick for the X Division title.
All right.
Ric Flair versus Jay Lethal. Matt Morgan versus Hernandez in a steel cage match, and Madison Rayne versus Angelina Love. And they also had a mini, because of, by the way, because of Scott Hall being sent home this week, which was the big news out of TNA.
And fired, so, yeah.
Well, no. Well, for quote-unquote taking time off for personal reasons therein.
Right.
A.K.A. he was too damn drunk to show up. Never mind.
No.
A.K.A. he was released.
Yes. They stripped the band of the tag team titles, and they're having a four-way mini tournament to determine who faces the Motor City Machine Guns for the title at Victory Road. Inc. beat the band, and Beer Money beat Team 3D. Team 3D are still in a sort of a split-up sort of mode.
Okay. Yeah, that's been brewing since before Slammiversary.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also, in the main event, there was a three-way for the number one contender spot between the Enigmatic Assholes and Abyss. And
okay.
they were going through it all night. Oh, who's going to do this? Are you going to do anything? But it turned out Abyss went absolutely batshit crazy, slammed Anderson onto glass, or what looked like glass anyway.
Right.
Okay. And then he chokeslammed Jeff Hardy off the stage through the floor. And then at the end, Hulk Hogan comes out and he goes, What's this all about? And he points to Hogan and says, "You," as the camera goes off. Okay. So it looked pretty good, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, it was a decent show last night, I thought.
I will take your word for it. Anybody got ratings? I know that Raw was a 3-2 that was up to a 3-2 this week, or was it a 3-4?
3-4. Raw was 3-4. Let's see if I've got anything.
Impact rating. Granted, it was against Game 7, so we got a 0.9.
That's okay. Actually not bad, considering they've been up to a 1. They only lost a tenth of a point.
Right.
And they were also up against Game 7.
Point. Also, NXT scored a 0.89.
Okay.
And let's see if I can get SmackDowns from last week, because they don't have them up for this week, and we'll have them for a while. I don't see it. It may be somewhere else, but yeah, I don't see it.
I don't sweat it. Let's see. We had with SmackDown this week, they were they're still fussing around a bit with this Drew McIntyre storyline. Now, something has kind of struck me here in the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to throw this out here for you guys. Teddy really hasn't been doing any fact checking on all this crap that Drew's pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts that Drew might be bluffing? At least recently?
I would not be surprised.
Could be.
Yeah, he seemed a little too overconfident.
For in segments that just went way, way, way too darn long with his little humiliation trip with Teddy, I'm just thinking that the hammer's going to come down sooner than later. I don't think it's going to happen at the pay-per-view. That's something they can throw out there on TV. They could. I don't know. Should that come down Sunday at the pay-per-view, or should that happen on TV where a lot more people are going to see it?
I would actually think a lot. It has to be done on TV, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Because, honestly, the Drew McIntyre story, outside of it fighting Matt Hardy, is okay. It's good. I don't know how people are into it, like the NXT storyline.
Mm-hmm.
My blood boils at the side of Drew McIntyre, so yeah.
No, whoa. I like what they're doing with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, they're making me hate them. That's good news. Because they're doing their job right.
Okay.
So, yeah. My brain's also kind of... Go on.
But, yeah, It's been in the back of my mind just the last couple of weeks. Because if Vince actually saw some of the stuff that Drew has been doing, he wouldn't admit himself. He would admit being wrong. He would just admit that Drew McIntyre is not living up to his side of the bargain.
Yeah!
It would automatically make Vince a face, but Vince isn't on TV enough for it to really matter.
So.
Now I don't know if anybody else has heard this, and I forgot to ask the source on this. Jason, I know you said I shouldn't bring this up, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway.
Okay.
I had a rumor from the former host, who did not cite his sources, that they are seriously considering putting the belt on Mysterio.
Wait a minute. Those rumors are on the crap. So I'll go find them real quick.
Yeah, if you could find them, the opening post is usually very good at citing their sources. I want to know where this is coming from.
Okay, here I just found it. It's credited to Fatal or Figure Four Wrestling Online, aka Alvarez Melts. Original plans in WWE were for Jack Swagger to be champ till SummerSlam. However, Meltzer's reporting that WWE is talking about having Swagger drop the belt at Fatal Four Way this Sunday. One idea being discussed is for Rey Mysterio to win the title and then face CM Punk in a title versus mask match at SummerSlam. Vince McMahon has been against having Mysterio as champion in the past, but lately is said to be more open to a smaller wrestler holding the title. AKA, underpants gnomes are the old underpants gnomes adage is going in pretty much right in. Break orbital bone, ? Win world title.
I'm not feeling it.
Me neither.
Just because of how Ray has ended up in the Fatal Four Way match itself, and all the damage that he has done in the process, that can't be rewarded. And you guys know how much I've argued about the merits of when Ray won at WrestleMania 22 and the fact that he did have a decent title reign, even though it wasn't booked the greatest. The fact that he got the opportunity is still really cool to me. If it was my decision, I would say no. And, you know, VRM, any thoughts?
I can't go either way because I haven't seen, again, I have not watched for the past few weeks. I don't know how Ray got into the match. All I know is that he got a little retribution against Kane after what happened last week. So something tells me that there's going to be a nice little CF at the end of this one.
So I think what we should do is just have a nice little segue, since we are leading up to that. We can now talk at length a bit about this very light card that is Fatal 4-Way. VRM, Josh, which one of you guys would like to take down the pick'ems in case I have a complete and utter electronic meltdown?
I'll do it.
Thank you, Josh. If you have it up on your computer, take a peek in the chat room because Jim and Typho are in there.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll be in there.
Okay. I'll see if they will jump in on pick'ems. And for you guys...
Well, I have a feeling there's going to be more matches at it tomorrow.
Wouldn't surprise me. We're just going to do this on the 5 that are out there. And what I'll do is I can help pad some points on the board here. I'm going to make the Fatal 4-Way matches 2 points.
Okay.
Those will be 2 points. And the B-Belt matches are 1 point.
Okay.
So you got that, Josh?
5 matches, 8 points. The 3 Fatal 4-Ways are 2 each.
Correct.
All right, let's hit it.
Okay.
We got a lot of people.
We do?
Anyway, 5 people in the chat.
Ah, yes. Don't count Seidelman, that's me. Let's see. We will start with the Divas Fatal 4-Way match for the Pretty Pretty Princess belt.
Pulling the hair.
So a lot of hair pulling and eye rolling going on here with Eve Torres, who is the current champion, Gail Kim, Maurice, and Ms. Alicia Fox. The way this two points will be is who wins and who pins. Who wins and who gets pinned. Silly me. Who wins and who pins? That's silly. It's the same person. Easiest 2 points you'll ever win. So, who wins and who gets pinned? Buren.
I'm actually going to do something a little different this time around. I'm going to actually flush the win, but I'm going to pick who gets pinned.
That's an interesting...
I'm going to say Gail gets pinned.
Okay.
I just don't know, but I am going to flush who wins, because like I said, I'm just going out of left field. It's a chance for the extra half point there, basically. So I'm flushing them.
There, half a flush for you. So you're saying Gail gets pinned, but you don't care who wins.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's automatically 1 point for VRM. Josh, annotate as appropriate.
Right, 0.5 for win, Gail pinned.
So, and what are you thinking, Josh?
As for me, I believe that Maurice will win the match, and Eve Torres will be looking at the lights.
Jason?
I'm going in a totally different direction. I think that Eve Torres will retain, and Alicia Fox will be seeing the lights.
I like that. I'm going to use that too. Eve retains, Alicia Fox is pinned.
Because I don't think Maurice is, you know, ready to be pinned yet or to take the belt either way.
And Jim agrees with me, Maurice wins over Eve.
Okay.
Or no, actually, yeah, Jim agrees, Typho believes, well, the opposite. Eve will win and Maurice is going to be looking at stars or the lights or something. Pourquoi?
Let's see. Next on the docket. Damn ad. All right. A rematch, if I remember correctly. The Miz recently winning a Fatal 4-Way on Monday night that they could have used for the pay-per-view.
Yes.
Sorry. As Miz has reclaimed his U.S. title, R-Truth says, oh, no, that's not what's up. I want my rematch. And I think the other two guys should have followed him in. It could still happen. The way this pay-per-view's been booked, I'd love to see the other two guys come out. And they say, okay, sure, why not? That's what the pay-per-view's called. Let's do it. But assuming that it's just these two, who wins, VRM?
VRM?
Aging VRM.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I have watched enough. Left field, R-Truth.
All right. Josh?
Left field isn't that far. They're not going to hot potato the belt this badly, I hope. R-Truth retains, and Jim says the Miz.
Remember, Miz has the belt.
Oh, huh. Wait a minute. Sorry, I've been so screwed up as of late. Miz retains. Oy, chihuahua.
Jason?
Yeah, the Miz is going to retain. R-Truth is better as a chaser, not the chase-e.
And I will also say Miz. Much as I like Truth, I think you're right. Truth's more fun when he's Jason.
And okay, that is 5 for the Miz. Nikki, Jason, myself, Jim and Typho, VRM's along with R-Truth. Next match,
we have the Intercontinental title match.
Oh.
Kofi Kingston versus Drew McIntyre. Now, this is one that they've been doing a lot lately, so hopefully this is going to be the final iteration thereof. VRM?
Considering the ending tonight, momentum, Kofi.
Josh?
What I want to see happen, Kofi squashes Drew in 30 seconds flat and pretty much, wham, 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 goodbye, Drew. It's been nice knowing you. And Mr. Fourth is also going in, so I'll get I'll announce his picks at the end of this match.
All right, Jason.
Oh, yeah, it's Kofi. It's Kofi, because Drew is better when he's pissed off instead of having the belt.
I'm taking Kofi on the momentum rule after all the nonsense that happened tonight. And I think, you know, and the Karma Hammer might swing, so.
Just want to make sure Jason's Kofi as well.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, Typho is Kofi. And Jim is also Kofi. We're wait. And as for Mr. Fourth, his picks are as follows. Maurice wins over Gale. Let's see now. Where did I see us? Miz and Kofi.
So
next match.
Next match. Let's see. World Heavyweight Championship Fatal 4-Way. This one's been a mess from day one. Jack Swagger, the champion. Big Show gets in on a rematch clause. Punk qualified. Undertaker had qualified until Rey Mysterio bashed his brains in with his knee brace.
Second time in a week.
And easily slid into that spot. So, with these four at it, and the rumor on the boards notwithstanding, who wins? Who gets pinned? DRM?
Not counting the rumor. Going, you can't really go, instead of 45, can't really go roll momentum here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Show over Punk after, either before or after the major cluster.
Okay. And so Show pin Punk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Josh?
Whereas me, I really do not see Swagger losing the belt. Mainly because they've been booking him weak, sure. But guess who they also booked weak just a few years ago and let him have a several-month reign? Ray Ray. So, karmic reversal and or whatever, Swagger beats the holy out of Ray Ray and pins him after a red, white, and blue thunderbomb or whatever he wants to call that finisher. I don't care.
All right. Jason?
I agree totally. Swagger pins Punk. Swagger is going to hold on to this. Big Show was not going to get this.
I'm pretty sure Swagger's going to retain. I'm pretty sure that Kane's going to go out there and make a mess of things, too.
Can't blame you saying that.
I'm just trying to figure out who Swagger would pin. I think, you know, that actually I'm digging the idea. Swagger pins Punk on an opportunity. Essentially, you know, everybody does their finishers. Punk's left laying in the ring. Swagger steals the pin.
All right, and just for everyone's sake, myself, Jason, Typho, and Fourth all say Swagger win. Ray is pinned. Jim said Swagger wins. Show is pinned. Nikki said Swagger wins.
No, I said Punk was pinned. I never said Ray was pinned.
Oh.
He did.
Poopy. Thanks for letting me know that. So, Punk pinned there, Jason? All right.
Uh-huh.
Nikki and Jason are Swagger wins. Punk pinned. Myself, Typhoon, Fourth, or Swagger wins. Excuse me. Swagger wins. Ray pinned. Jim says Swagger wins. Show pinned. And VRM's out of left field with Show winning with Punk pinning. And
right.
Now for the last match.
Yes. The WWE title match, Fatal 4-Way. John Cena, Randy Orton, Edge, and Sheamus. Apparently, Randy's not as injured as we thought he was and has been out there performing quite well. Edge, they seem to be protecting a bit. Sheamus is all get up and go for this, and Cena's got a few other things on his mind. Hiram, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I do happen to think that Sheamus is, as much as I don't want to say it, I think Sheamus is in here to be the fall guy. So Sheamus is getting pinned. But I think they're moving the belt over to Randy, as much as I hate saying that.
Yeah. Josh?
Yeah, I do agree with VRM a little. Sheamus will wind up being the one who looks up at the lights or whatever. But I believe that Cena, even though there may be interference from good old Mr. Barrett, that Cena's going to retain. Why the odds?
Jason?
I am throwing a Hail Mary long bomb on this one. This
All
is
right.
a this is a double belly buster upset special. Okay?
All right.
This is going to be a no contest.
Really?
When the NXT guys fuck up everybody in the Raw main event. And
I propose if it happens, Jason wins.
Josh, what do you think?
I don't know if that happens, Jason wins, but I do think a double down on points is plenty.
So I get 4 points if that happens.
Yeah, I'll take that. Four points if that happens. If it ends up being a no contest because the NXT guys destroy everything again.
Right. Because Bret Hart is going to say no. Okay, because there's going to be a segment with them in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to still say no. And even if they do say yes, they're going to screw it up to make a point. Mark my words, it's not over. And yes, I am throwing the long bomb on this one.
No, that's,
and it's
that's
not a bad one.
No, it's a good call. We'll see where it lands you. I think the match is going to finish despite that.
Okay.
And Cena's going to win. Cena's going to retain. Hitting Edge.
Interesting.
Edge has been way too protected leading up to this. Even Orton's been out there doing stuff. You notice how little Edge has been doing these past few weeks?
Could he be as badly injured as Orton or worse?
Could it be that his ankle's still bugging him? And this would just be an out through the NXT assault? Because they could cart Orton Orton off if his shoulder's bugging him. They could cart Edge off if his ankle's still bothering him. They could cart Cena off if any of his injuries were legit. And Sheamus will just eat Heath Slater's lunch. So
ginger violence.
So, in the last check, anybody actually ordering this nonsense? Because I haven't decided.
I'm going down to Bowling Green.
Jason?
So, yeah.
I'm there live.
Well,
Nick,
you enjoy it, sir. Josh?
Nikki, who is getting pinned?
Edge?
Thank you.
Yes. So, with that last 20 seconds, we're going to say we hope that Fatal 4-Way is going to be something worth watching, even if we may not be watching it. This has been the North American Wrestling Connection, Josh Henniger, Jason Block, Mr. VRM. Good night, everybody, and we will be back next week. You've been warned.
There you go.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, Nikki, just to let you know, I will get you the results via Facebook or whatever by Monday.
I really appreciate it, Josh.
Right. All right. Have a good night.
You too, sir.
New headphones ahoy.